And speaking of David Was...
Of all the unlikely candidates to have composed a staple on the pop charts in the last half century, former U.S. Vice President Charles Dawes certainly takes the cake.
Our more literate than most musician has this story about a popular song with an odd political pedigree.
Better known for his role as second banana to Calvin Coolidge, the self-taught pianist composed an instrumental ditty in 1911 with the unassuming title Melody in A Major, which sold briskly as a phonograph record. "It's just a tune that I got in my head," Dawes said at the time, "so I set it down." Wherever Mr. Dawes appeared thereafter, his catchy melody was manhandled by bands of every description, noted his biographer Bascom Timmons. Lawyer, banker, soldier, politico, and hit songwriter. Quite a portfolio for the Ohio boy whose great-great-grandfather rode with Paul Revere. Cut to New York City exactly 40 years later, and we find lyricist Carl Sigman, a lapsed lawyer whose boyhood friend Johnny Mercer had encouraged him to write songs. The VP's enduring melody hummed in his head, and he set down a wry lyric on the vagaries of love to accompany it.
Once in a while he won't call, but it's all.
Retitled It's All in the Game, the song was recorded by the likes of Sammy Kaye and Dinah Shore. It eventually climbed the charts to number 18 in the hands of Tommy Edwards.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game.
A few years later, Edwards re-recorded the song, but this time with a more R&B feel.
As love.
In 1958, this version went to number one in both the UK and the States.
With him and your future's looking thin, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call.
It's All in the Game was only one of many distinguished hits that Sigman wrote, including Ebb Tide, What Now My Love, A Day in the Life of a Fool, and Where Do I Begin, the theme from the film Love Story, which was recorded hundreds of times by the likes of Tony Bennett and Shirley Bassey.
He fills my heart.
But his collaboration with Vice President Dawes, who died in 1951, would keep returning to the charts over and over.
Once in a while, he won't call. He won't call.
With a soulful version by Van Morrison in 1979.
But I heard you.
As well as covers by Merle Haggard.
All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
Louis Armstrong.
You have words with him, and your future's looking dim,
but these things
Art Garfunkel.
Your hearts can rise. Once in a while he won't call,
oh, but it's all in the game.
And Elton John, when the future pop diva was still known as Reg Dwight.
With a sweet bouquet.
And yes, like the endearing little alien in E.T., it's back, this time recorded by the equally ubiquitous Barry Manilow, whose recent top 10 collection of 1950s hits features the song that won't go quietly into that good night of pop obscurity.
We'll fly.
Barry Manilow singing It's All in the Game, lyrics by Carl Sigman, melody by former Vice President Charles Dawes. Our reviewer, David Was, is half of the musical duo Was Not Was.